I hope you never eat these five foods. Avoid these five foods at all costs. Hey everybody, it's Brian with Applied Fitness, where our mission is to help you look better, feel better, and have more energy to do the things that you love to do and live your best life. And today I have five foods that I hope you avoid, and I'm also going to give you some alternatives because I want to over-deliver today. I'm feeling in good mood, so I want to give you five foods to avoid and five alternatives that you can do instead to live the healthy, fit, and active lifestyle. So let me jump right into this. All right, so do not eat number one. Food number one is anything fried. Now, this is an easy low-hanging fruit one. I think we all know that fried food is bad, but fried food, not only does it train your body and teach your body to store fat, it makes it harder to lose weight. It's also very, very unhealthy for you from a cardiovascular standpoint. There's certain cancers associated with fried food. There's so many bad things with fried food that I just have a rule just to try to avoid anything fried altogether. So as a alternative is broiled. Now, this is super simple, and this can be a little misleading too. Sometimes broiled food, especially if you eat them out, might be higher in butter, or might be higher in certain things and added fats, but that is still, from a health standpoint, we give you the A-OK of doing broiled food over anything fried, because anything fried is always bad, nothing good. All right, so do not eat. Food number two is white bread. Oh gosh, white bread is the enemy. It is so, so good. It is so, so tasty, but it is so, so, so bad for you because, again, it is addicting. It spikes your insulin. It's basically like turns into sugar in your body, and it wreaks havoc on you, and it's just going to sabotage your weight loss and fat loss diet goals. So avoid white bread, but instead, sprouted grain breads. Because if you're like me, I still like to have bread, especially for certain things, especially wraps. I eat a ton of wraps myself. But so I use the sprouted grain because at least then you're getting the texture, but you're also getting fiber, you're getting nutrients, you're getting a little bit more protein. Much, much healthier, the sprouted grain bread and wraps, than you certainly are with the white bread. So avoid the white bread. Instead, opt for the sprouted grain bread. Number three, do not eat. Number three, creamy salad dressings. I gave these up a long time ago. I just do vinaigrettes, and Italian dressing is about as crazy as I go. But you don't have to be that stingy. But avoid the creamy salad dressings because it is so high in fat and calories, and it really will sabotage an otherwise good salad. You know, sometimes we have the best intentions, we have a nice healthy salad, we have lots of greens and maybe some legumes, all good, and then we just smother it with the creamy salad dressing, and it might look and taste so much better, but what happens is you're adding so many calories, so much fat and cholesterol to that almost turns that healthy salad upside down and turns it into something not so healthy. So, again, try and opt for vinegar dressing. Again, I mentioned the vinaigrettes are always good, or Italian dressing, something that is easier, lighter, and ideally fat-free. All right, number four, do not eat food, white rice. Kind of goes back with white bread, unfortunately. Anything white, the white pastas, the white rice, and the white breads are all tough on the body if you're trying to lose weight, if you're trying to stay fit and healthy. So obviously avoid the white rice, and there's always the alternative brown rice. Again, the brown rice tastes just as good, I think, and you get that texture, you get the rice, but you also get some fiber, you get more nutrients, some phytochemicals, certainly higher in minerals and more protein in the brown rice over the white rice. So again, that's an easy substitution. And last but not least, and you probably seen this one coming if you've known anything about what I always preach, but do not eat. Food number five is sugar. Now, sugar, it is everywhere. It is insidious. It is hard to avoid. It's in not only the obvious things like cookies, cakes, and all that, candies. We know that. Everybody knows that. But it's also in foods that sometimes, like, it could be in your coffee if you're using certain creamers. It could be in ketchup. I mean, it really is insidious, and you really have to be concerned about trying to avoid the white sugar, especially if you have a sweet tooth, and you know, if certain days or certain times you craving something sweet, try something instead like fruit. Fruit has a bad reputation, but fruit is not so bad, especially berries. Tastes just as sweet as some of these candies and cakes, but so, so good. Blueberries, blackberries, all super healthy for you. Strawberries, all healthy, low glycemic, and so much better for you than regular sugar. So there you go. There's five foods I hope you are avoiding and five substitutions that you can make, you can implement to live your best life and become fit, healthy, and active. Because remember this, you can't out-exercise a bad diet. So if you are exercising and you're working hard, you're putting the time in the gym and you're doing everything, but if your diet is off, you're never going to see the results that you desire and you deserve. All right, I'm Brian with Applied Fitness. Hope that helps. Be great, live your best life, and we'll see you soon.